It's tough up here talking with this mask on. I feel like I've been jogging. Thank you.
Trying to muzzle you, Jim.
Thank you very much, Board. I appreciate it.
How you going?
Next case.
This is case number 12,512. Kelly and Brian Ewing seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115.42, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Mallard Drive within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 36918 Mallard Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 141. The applicant is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for a proposed shed. There is one letter of support. There are zero letters of opposition and zero mail returns.
Hello, if you will, please be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kelly Ewing, 36918 Mallard Drive, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. If you would please state your case.
Yep. We recently moved to Delaware, and the house we moved from has a 2-car garage and a basement, and we no longer have that in Delaware. So we're looking to get a variance for an 8x8 shed. For storage purposes. Is it okay if I just go through my...
Yes, and if you would go through the criteria for a variance, because that's what we base our decision on, please.
So the uniqueness of the property, the lot is narrow, and we do have water access. There's limited space on the side of the house where the shed is projected to go, and it's the only area that does not have existing concrete, parking, yard, or landscaping. There's also utility and electrical boxes, vents, and AC heating units that cannot be moved on that side. We do not want to block any windows due to the safety and the natural sunlight. Cannot otherwise be developed. We are unable to change the size and the shape of the lot or move the house. The side of the house that we're requesting the variance will have the most space. There are windows, the units, vents, a shared subgrade electrical meter, and utility boxes on the side of the house to prevent certain areas on that side. However, the area on the side that does not have the most room to allow the shed to fit. Placing it at this location will allow us to do so without blocking windows, interfering with any utilities, disturbing existing concrete, grass, or landscaping. One side of our house faces the water, and there is no room for a shed, and we do not want to put our storage that close to the water in case of flooding. The opposite side of the house has our decks and doors to enter our home, existing yard, which is the only grass we currently have, and existing landscaping. We would have to modify sidewalks, decks, and landscaping on that side. The front of our home facing Mallard Drive is our only parking area that we need because we do not have on-street parking. We did not create the size and layout of the lot, and we cannot change its dimensions. We are relocating for work to Delaware as full-time residents, and a shed is critical for our move because we need storage. We do not have a garage on our property and are limited in storage. The shed will allow us to keep our belongings at our property and not have to locate and pay for an off-site storage unit. The new shed and its location will not alter the neighborhood in any way. The majority of the sheds in the community are already on the property lines or very close to the property lines. The plan is to construct a shed that will match our home to give a nice curb appeal, including color of siding and shingles. The shed will have vinyl siding to match with the roof, and the trim will also match. With the variance, our next door neighbor is still able to move around their property, and we have spoken to them, and they are fine with the replacement, and we submitted his letter with photographs. We are requesting to put an 8x8 shed in this area. This shed is less than the 600 square foot, so our setback is 5 feet. We have stone at the base of the home, which sticks out approximately 5 inches, and the shed is 8 feet wide, so we're requesting the variance for the 3.42 feet from the property line. We've tried different sizes to make the width smaller and extend the shed to be longer, but this is not possible because then it would be blocking a window, a vent, and utility boxes, which right now none of that can be moved. We do not want to block the window for safety reasons and obstruction of natural lighting.
Okay. That concludes your presentation?
It is.
Okay. Any questions?
I guess my question would be to staff, what other variances are in that subdivision?
And Mr. Porter, while staff's looking at
that, I will note that when they pull that up, there likely will be a significant amount of variances that were granted prior to 2018. We used to get a lot of them with Swan Keys, but then in 2018, council passed a small lot ordinance that reduced the side yard setbacks from any of these lots. The side yards used to be 10 feet, mm-hmm. and they were reduced to 5 feet based on the size of the lots, which would have benefited many in Swan Keys. So there probably appears to be more in that in this development. I will note that I don't recall we've had as many applications since that ordinance has changed. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that Dr. Carson, you have been on here for mm-hmm. over a year now, and it used to be we were getting Swan Keys applications, if not every meeting, pretty close to it. So there's been a change there. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Okay. There's a few.
And it might help to
just turn off the older ones, just so that, because, and I only say that there's very well may be applicable. But the ordinance has changed. So.
That's since 2018?
Yeah, it was March of 18.
Can you click on one or two of those, see what they were?
That one would have been before. So.
Can you scroll way down?
Because I think that one indicated it was a denial. Oh, I apologize. It was Grant. Sorry.
Thank you.
I believe you, I'm trying to look, I don't know if I have this confused with something else, but the person who is going to, your neighbor who's going to be closest to the shed, they the one in, that it has no issue?
That's the one, so the shed will go between us, which were 141, and then which is 142, and that's who submitted
that's the letter.
Yes, okay. Bill.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You talked to your other neighbors?
Oh yeah, we've talked to 140, Tracy, we spoke to her, and then it's not marked, but I guess that would be, what's it say, 68, right across the street from us, and they were fine as well. Matter of fact, when they got the letter, I guess they got a letter in the mail saying this was taking place, and they each called and said what was going on, and we went through it, and then sent them pictures, and they were fine.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. Looking at the survey, I see a bulkhead and it says lagoon. Am I correct in that it looks like part of your rear yard is in the lagoon?
That's correct.
Do you know about what the square footage of your lot that's in the lagoon is?
It's 10 feet, isn't it? 10 feet off the bulkhead into the lagoon.
And then, well, that looks like more than 10 feet.
It's right. It's 10 foot, and then we go, it's 9.4, because it's a total of 19.4.
Okay, so it'd be about 50 by 19.4 would be the area that would be in the lagoon there?
Yes.
And then, do you have any flooding problems in the non-lagoon portion of the yard?
No, we don't, no.
How tall is your house?
It's up 8 block and then 2 stories. I don't know the height of it.
So it's not like you're parking a vehicle underneath?
No, it's a shadow, but where it says the one for the 141, that's our parking pad.
And I think your statement was that there's no on-street parking, so you have to park all your vehicles on your own lot?
That's correct. We're not allowed to park along Mallard and then, or on Swan Drive.
Do you need any HOA approval?
We do not.
And
even though we don't, I notified them just to let them know what was going on, but we do not need approval.
And perhaps you explained it, but I may not have caught it. Was there a reason why you didn't place it on the north side of the house? It would appear there's perhaps more space on that side of the lot than
on the opposite side?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have 2 front doors there. You can't see it in this picture, but it's 2 front doors. So where it says 141, if you make that right, if you will, into the house, we have 2 front doors and 2 decks, and we have a very thin patch of grass right along that area, which is the only grass we have on the lot. And then we have also all of our doors accessing the house are on that side of the house, the opposite where we're requesting.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on this call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. If you need some more time to think it over, we could table it. Just an option.
Chair, I move that we approve case number 12512 for the requested variance. I believe that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and provides the minimum variance that would afford relief.
A motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 3-0, your number 12512 has been approved.
Great, thank you. Have a good evening.
Have a good night.
Case number 12513, Sheldon Berger, seek variances